Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Very happy to have Vernon Dozier with us this hour. Mr. Dozier, a high school teacher from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, on the phenomenon of MySpace.com. And MySpace.com is a website where particularly young people can put up a page, a profile, and meet other young people. It also is a place where a lot of pederasts, a lot of pedophiles, a lot of child abusers, and these kinds of individuals will go and sort of troll for kids. And I know that there's actually a police squad. There's a police unit. The Toronto Police Department in Toronto, Canada, has a specific unit. Vernon, I don't know if you know this, that is dedicated to working the internet, scanning the internet. They have officers that go on these pages as young girls and try to entrap some of these people.
Well, I think it's a my hat is off to that, Phil. I think that whatever our police can do, and I think the parents, boy, I tell you, when you talk about what can we do, well, there's something we can do. And it's called be a parent. I'm an educator, but I'm also a father. And I have a 14-year-old daughter who is on this MySpace that you're talking about. And she is, like a lot of young girls, she wants to meet her friends and she wants to make new acquaintances and so on. And as a father, and she lives most of the time with her mother, but she's with me on every other weekend. I've since remarried. I'm actually married three times. Her mother was my first wife, but I'm still very much involved in all of my children's lives. And
did you create a MySpace profile yourself?
Well, I think this is something, and I'm speaking as an educator now. I'm speaking as someone with a great deal of experience with young people. I believe this is something that all parents can do. And that is, you don't so much want to say to a young person, don't do this and don't do that and don't do this. I think what you want to do is experience their world. And then you can map out your strategy on how you want to go about it.
Now, your daughter, and what is your daughter's first name?
My daughter's Jenna.
Okay, and she has her little MySpace. So what you did is you created one too?
I created a profile on MySpace for myself. And
now, what is a profile?
Well, a profile is who you are, your name, your age, and so on. But I created one that would not give myself away, if you will, because I want to get into that world that my daughter is navigating and become familiar with it. So I created a 17-year-old boy. I gave myself the name Brandon. I scanned in some pictures of a young, good-looking guy, you know, and I got onto my daughter's profile page because I know her email address. And of course, the first thing I see is a blog about me.
She has a blog?
Well, they have sections where you can have a blog, and she had a blog about me. It was not a flattering one. I suppose it's the way a young girl writes when she's angry with her dad. But the blog is called "My Dad Is Gay." She talked about my personal habits. She talked about my personal hygiene. Now, understand, this is being read by millions of people. Now, the other thing that I did...
Were you angry with her about that? Or?
Well, I wasn't happy, but I didn't tip my hand. I just, you know, you're looking at these things. And then again, you're navigating the world that your daughter is navigating. I went on to one of her friends' pages. I got the name of one of her friends' email, and this girl is named Melissa. She is not a good influence on my daughter. I don't believe she is. And I then went over to this other page. Her friend's name is Melissa, and she has these photographs of herself that are photographs of her in very provocative dress. Now, you got to know what your kids are doing. You've got to know what they're up to and who their friends are. And in particular, my daughter's a pretty good kid, so I feel this Melissa has been a bad influence on her, and I don't want to tip my hand as to who this young lady is because we're friends of the family. In order to get more information, I sent a message over to this girl. And
so were you pretending to be this 17-year-old kid when you sent a message to this Melissa?
That is correct, yes. And when you do that, Phil, what you're doing is you're able to again, navigate, get into this world that these young people are in, and you're not an adult. They think you're a 17-year-old. I think I put on the page that I'm a water polo player. I'm from Palos Verdes, you know. And so we got into a dialogue.
You and this Melissa girl. How old is she?
Melissa's same age as my daughter, 14.
So now you're talking to this Melissa as this, she thinks you're Brandon, a 17-year-old.
That's right. And I asked her, and again, you've got to know who your daughter's friends are. You've got to know who is influencing your young people. And I came right out and I asked this Melissa about her sexual history. Now, what I found out was very disturbing. Very, very disturbing.
Was she sexually active?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And because she thought I was some 17-year-old guy, she starts talking to me about the things she'd like to do. And pretty graphic. So we began corresponding back and forth. Now, why? I felt it was necessary to take it to the next logical step. And the next logical step is to make contact with this person. And
now, why did you want to confront her?
Well, if I could catch her wearing some of this provocative clothing, catch her in the act of being this individual who I think is a bad influence on my daughter, then I can confront her parents, and we can begin to get some closure on this.
All right, I'm talking with Vernon Dozier. He's a high school teacher from Glendale, California. He's also created a profile for himself on MySpace.com, where he is a 17-year-old boy. And he's been conversing with, do you converse with your daughter at all?
No.
All right, he's been conversing with his daughter, his daughter's friend, and basically trying to find out what this MySpace is all about, what his daughter is into, and so forth. Our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I can hear some dogs barking in the background, Vernon. I understand you're having your dog trained?
No, we've got a little terrier mix that we're trying to, it's a dog kennel, but there's a trainer here that I'm going to be meeting in a few minutes, and our little terrier is a beautiful little dog named Casey, but we've got a breaker. She's got a bad habit of wanting to bite strangers, and so we're seeing what we can do.
Is your daughter with you?
Yeah, Jenna's over here right now. She's with the dog.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, you created this profile as a 17-year-old boy. You started talking to this girl, Melissa, because she's a friend of your daughter's. Then what happened? You said you wanted to meet her.
Yes, it's exactly right. Because, again, Phil, my thinking is if I could catch her wearing some of this provocative clothing that I saw in the pictures on her website, and I could then have proof that she wears it out in public, you know. And let me tell you, this is a girl who's 14 going on probably 35. Okay, so... You know, she's gone past being a young woman. She's already in the MILF, you know, if you understand what I'm saying.
So did the two of you meet?
All right. Now, we arranged to meet at the Glendale Galleria last weekend in the food court. I did come into the Glendale Galleria at the time. I saw Melissa.
Was she dressed in this manner that you're afraid of, this provocative clothing?
Well, that's where I think I made the mistake, because I arranged to meet her in the middle of the day, and the clothing she was wearing in the pictures... it was obviously some kind of nightwear, going out on a date kind of thing. I then watched her for several minutes before approaching her.
How long did you watch her for?
I just was there. I was watching her for about 20 minutes.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why 20 minutes?
Well, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean by why 20 minutes. I wanted to see if...
Well, that's a long time to be sitting and watching someone, isn't it?
Well, no. I wanted to see if she exhibited any of this behavior. Then I walked up to her and I said, Melissa, I'm Brandon, the boy you've been talking with. Now, she knew who I was. She knows that I'm Jenna's father.
Exactly. So what did she? What did she do?
Well, look, I told her that I was really Jenna's father, and she knew that. She ran out of the mall. Apparently contacted my daughter, and now the word is going around her school, and it's going around some of the parents that I'm some kind of a pervert. And if it gets back to my school, I am what we used to call SOL. And I think you know what that means.
Because this friend of your daughter...
Yeah, because this friend of my daughter's wanted to meet me, had a crush on me or whatever, and then took it back and goes running off. Now, look, I'm not there to find out anything other than who this person is that's hanging out with my daughter. Now she runs back and says, your dad's a pervert.
Well, have you talked to your daughter about this?
Well, I haven't talked specifically about it, but my daughter said to me, I know that, you know, Melissa told me that you were in the mall, and what's that all about, Daddy? And I said, look, I was simply trying to gather information, and my daughter is giving me that look that 14-year-old girls will give. And anybody who is a father, they roll their eyes and curl their lip and go like that. And I don't think there's anything that irritates me as much as a 14-year-old girl looking at me and going, ew. And that's where I stand right now, Phil.
All right, you're a high school educator, though. You're familiar with high school students. And
well, yes, I am. These are middle school. Well, she's 14, so my daughter's going to be a freshman next year. But, you know, I'll tell you, it's tough to be a parent.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I don't know if it's smart to go on. Well, I don't know. This is one father who wanted to know what MySpace.com was all about, created a profile for himself, went on MySpace.com as a 17-year-old boy, started talking to a friend of his daughter's who he thinks is a bad influence on his daughter, agreed to meet her at a Galleria food court, and apparently when he showed up as the father of her friend, she ran out of there and went back to his daughter and said, your dad's a pervert. Mr. Dozier is a high school educator. He says that it is not true, that he simply wanted to get more information about this person that his daughter is spending so much time with. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Maybe this is something we should just leave to the police. A lot of parents will say, look, these are my kids. I want to know what they're doing. By the same token, this is an area that the police have created units for, where they go on these different sites. They do scan these areas, and they look for people who are predators on these kids. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With me is high school educator Vernon Dozier talking about MySpace.com, the place where a lot of young people go now to create profiles, to meet with other kids, you know, young people on up to adults. I mean, they got old folks on there too, don't they, Vernon?
Oh, they've got everybody on there. Then they've got I have to personally question the motives of a individual who is past the age of, say, 70 or 80. Why they would have a MySpace page seems highly unusual. If you want to talk about predators, I'm not saying that that's who they are, but if I were the police, I would start with these people that are 80.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you can go to some of those pages, and it'll be a female, and she'll say she's 88, and her favorite music is like freaking Maroon 5, you know?
Well, I'm not familiar with who they are.
Well, in other words, it's obviously a younger woman who's saying she's 88.
Well, all right. But the point being, there's all kinds of people, as you said, Phil. And in fact, they've got Phil Hendry MySpace pages that obviously fans of yours have put up and so on. So there's a lot of jokesters. But my point is this. My daughter is on there, and I want to know what's going on. Now, this Melissa, who took her to one of these dances that went together, she came to the front door, and she was 14 going on 30. And I mean everything, you know. Now, my daughter, I don't need that for her. Jenna's going to be a child until it's time for her to be a woman. The other thing is, when I got on and created my own profile page, and I coaxed this Melissa into meeting me at the food court, and I say, okay, Melissa, it's really me, Mr. Dozier. She runs out and says, hey, your dad gets his kicks with kids. And now, I think...
Well, you said she had a crush on you?
Well, she fell in love with the Brandon character that I had created on this page. She obviously wanted to meet him. Now, when she sees that it's me,
All right. Well, I'm not sure what...
What? Now, see, now you're sounding like my daughter. Well, gee, you know, where they do that eye-rolling thing.
All right, well, no. What I'm saying is, I'm confused. Are you offended that this girl ran away from you, or...
I'm offended that she is spending an inordinate amount of time with my daughter, Phil. And yes, all right, I'm only human. I'm offended that we seem to have a relationship, and I'm not saying I want a relationship with her, but I mean, that tells me something else about her, that she makes friends with people and then throws them in a garbage pit.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to get to some phone calls here with Vernon Dozier. Carrie is on the line. Hello, Carrie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi,
Carrie.
I just wanted to make a comment about the person that was talking. I think it was incredibly inappropriate of him.
Well, that's me. I'm Mr. Dozier.
Hi, Mr. Dozier.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel that
it's not Dozier. It's Dozier. I don't know if you pronounced it right.
Okay, I apologize
for
that.
That's okay. That's okay.
The reason that I called was I just felt that it would be traumatic to your friend's, to your daughter's friend, to meet you like that. If your motivation was just to protect your daughter and keep her from hanging out with people like that, if
right.
you feel that that is a detriment to her,
exactly.
then just seeing her online in those outfits trying to meet people should be enough information for
you. There's a good point.
But if you meet her at the mall, it's kind of, in my opinion, like a bait trying to see how far you could maybe get with her. And that just seems inappropriate to me.
Whoa,
the one that was being open and honest.
Well, hold on for a minute.
She told
now.
Your daughter. She told other people. She was on that line just being herself. Maybe that's not appropriate,
now.
And her parents could help her with that, or counselors, if there's chances of her being a bad influence on herself or others. But by you going to the mall, to me, that seems very traumatic for that child.
I tried to soften. I
have a little bit of inappropriate things going on.
Well, wait,
really
hold on for a minute.
If you your daughter,
ma'am,
I would keep her from hanging out with her.
Ma'am, you're making some statements here that I need to respond to.
Sure.
Number one, what do you mean? Are you saying that like I'm some kind of a creep? I mean,
I don't know you.
No, I mean, we're not saying that, if you don't mind me saying, Carrie. I think what we're saying is, think of how shocking that must have been for that girl.
Right.
Well, it's pretty shocking for me to see her come to the door, you know.
She was not being...
Push up brassiere and all of this.
Well, then that's something that you should express to your daughter or to maybe the parents of that child. But to go to that child, she's not your child. You're not in charge of her. You should not... I just think it's a little deceitful, and it makes me wonder what your true motivations are, especially as a teacher. I would hope that teachers would know that children, you know, can be easily traumatized. If I were that child,
well,
I think
see,
that
Carrie,
it would be a horrible experience.
See, this is what I'm talking about. See, it gets back to me. See, all of a sudden, I'm a creep. You know, how did that happen? I'm trying to...
What did you mean you tried to soften the blow?
Well, I showed up at the mall. I had on a fitted baseball cap. I pulled it down. I had on some fat jeans. I tried to look...
How old are you?
49.
A 49-year-old guy, man, no matter how fat the jeans and how fitted the cap, you know...
What is that? I don't understand. What are you trying to say?
You're going to look like a 49-year-old guy.
So that makes me even more of a creep. See, what I'm hearing now from you and this caller, and that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. Is the two of you now are... Now, there's vote one. Mr. Dozier's a creep. Vote two, I'm a creep. So now I'm...
I am just questioning your motivations, because you say that your motivation was to help your daughter and to keep her away from people that might make her grow up faster.
Exactly.
And that's understandable. But I think you could gain enough information from seeing that child, that friend of hers, was online doing that. You could have discussed it with her parents.
Well, what if that wasn't really a picture of that girl?
Go to the mall and meeting her, to me, from what I've seen on different psychological shows like Oprah, it reminded me of what child molesters do as to try to ease into the situation.
Ma'am, you're now comparing me to... I had on... Because I've got a fitted cap on, and I've got a T-shirt. It had Billabong written on the front of it, and I had...
I'm not worried about what you're wearing. My main concern is that child running out of the mall.
Yeah,
and
she was scared.
To deal with...
She was scared, and she wanted to run out, and then she went and told your daughter, and...
Yeah, well, now my daughter looks at me with that rolled-eye, curled-lip thing, you know, where she goes... Yeah, you know, do you have a daughter, ma'am?
I have two daughters.
Does she ever look at you like that?
Yes, she
all right,
does.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dozier went on and created a profile on MySpace to entrap his daughter's friends.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Did he bite you?
Well, the reason why we've got him here is this guy Howell. Now, the dog, Casey, is a little terrier mix, and the dog nips, and the dog just bit me again, so... So he's going to take him back in there, and my daughter, Jenna's with him. But I'll tell you something, Phil. When any dog bites any human, my instinct is to just kick the thing as hard and as far as I can. That is, I think, a healthy instinct. I know some people might think that's cruelty to animals, but when an animal bites a human being, I think all bets are off. All bets are off. The whole man's best friend thing, all of the wonderful things that we've been able to construct between the world of dog and man, all of that comes burning to the ground. And it's in that instant when I will haul back with the thickest, biggest construction boot that I've got and put that thing's head through a wall. I mean, I'm not kidding you. So,
well, if the dogs bite, I agree with you about biting dogs. Let's get back to what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
We're talking about MySpace.com here with Vernon Dozier, a high school. You're a history teacher, social science?
Yeah, our social science teacher, history. I also teach some of the pre-calculus to our to some of our freshmen. I'm also a varsity football coach.
And your daughter got a MySpace.com profile page. You wanted to investigate just what this was all about, so you got one too. Only you masqueraded as a 17-year-old water polo player, right?
That's right. His name's Brendan and goes to Palos Verdes. And try to make him as attractive as I could to a young girl, obviously. And now, all of a sudden, I'm a pervert because I wanted to meet this Melissa to find out, does she dress that way in public like she do on on her website? Because she's got some pictures on her website. I'll tell you right now, Larry Flint would pay a pretty decent...
Are they pornographic? Are they naked?
No. I wouldn't say they're nude, but...
And you've seen this girl at the house? She's taken your daughter to dances?
They've gone off to dances together, yeah.
And you said she showed up at the house dressed inappropriately. So why would you need to meet her?
Well, because it's the middle of the day. Because if she's walking around dressed like a... pardon me, Phil, and I'm sorry, but if she's walking around the middle of the day dressed like a Four Corners Vegas hooker, brother, we got some discussion.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Mr. Dozier, and we're asking you to weigh in. MySpace.com, should parents actually get a page and go on there?
And one other thing, too, Phil. Again, I don't want to hit this too hard, but my daughter's 14. Anybody who has a 14-year-old daughter knows that they have, at that point in their lives, they feel like they've got all the answers, just like boys do. But with a girl, the boys will argue with you. The girls have a different technique. They look at you like you are they look at you like you're a lame ass. You can say to them something like, excuse me, honey, would you mind flushing the toilet after you use it? And they'll look at you like this. You know what I mean, Phil?
Yeah, I have a 14-year-old daughter. I've never had to remind her to flush a toilet, but I'll say things to her like, can you put your feet under the table while we're eating dinner?
Yeah, and does she do the rolled-eyed thing? Boy, when they roll the eyes...
Yeah, she rolls her eyes back and goes, like I'm a dim.
Oh, man, when that rolled eye, curled lip routine, man. Boy, I tell you,
Well, you got to roll with it, brother. I mean, they're kids, you know. She's a 14-year-old girl, and...
Yeah, that's fine, but, you know, I'm a high school teacher, so yeah, I know young people, and for my own daughter to assume that I'm some kind of a lame, just a lameton, just some weak sauce lame ass, hey, you know, she's like... Ew.
Well, don't take it personal, brother. I mean, just like that girl that ran out of the mall on you. You thought you had an understanding with her. I mean, dude, she thought she was talking to a 17-year-old boy.
I know that. And I'm not. But I wanted to find out if this girl... And then, of course, yes, I had written poetry. I don't know.
Well, did you... All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Allison, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Mr. Allison.
Doja?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I understand where you're coming from. MySpace.com is a scary thing. I'm only 25 myself,
right.
But I have cousins, I have little brothers and sisters,
right.
And it scares me. The internet is a scary thing. You don't know who you're talking to.
Right.
You don't know what you're really getting into. But
exactly.
For you to... like, act like you're a 17-year-old, and you're iffy, and you're her friend's father?
Well,
That's strange.
No, but when I went to meet her at the mall, see, people think I scared her. I put on a very tight-fitted cap. It had, I think
but
it
didn't
had...
Didn't you say you wanted to take this information and go to her parents?
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
Didn't you say you wanted to take the information and go to her parents?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Well, why didn't you just say, call her parents on the phone and say, hey, go online, go to MySpace, whatever her little mail is or whatever, and say,
well,
look at your daughter's picture and parent your daughter and say,
well, you know
no,
why?
You are not hanging out with this girl.
Right.
You need to be the parent.
You know why? Because this Melissa's parents are not, they're not the brightest bulbs. These are a couple of, you know, apparently the word around the neighborhood is that the woman was pregnant with this Melissa when she was like 19, you know.
Well, it happened.
So
it happened.
It's a,
but you know what? You
what
need
we
to
call
be the bigger trend. Parent.
Well, you're right.
And you need to explain.
That's why I was doing
daughter.
My investigation. Now, I had on a baseball cap. I had on fat pants. And I was... I beg your pardon?
You're 50 and she's 14. You need to parent your daughter and tell her, no, you are not hanging out with her.
No, the
you
point
are
is,
not
I'm just trying to say,
like that, and you're not going to dances with a girl who wears a bra.
I'm just trying to say I tried to soften the blow of meeting this girl.
Well, you scared her. And
you
but
scared
it,
the out of her.
You, Allison, please watch your language.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You scared her.
Wait. It's not for lack of trying, Phil. I showed up. I had on fat shorts. And, I, you know, the kind that come below your knees. I was carrying a skateboard. I mean...
Oh, my God.
Well, what I'm trying to say is...
A 50-year-old guy with fat shorts, a skateboard, a fitted cap.
From a distance, I thought I could pass.
She probably thought you were hitting on her. She apparently knew you were the friend's dad. And
she did. She recognized him.
She did.
And when she recognized you, she ran out of the mall.
All right. She ran out of the mall. But does she have to go on to MySpace.com and to my daughter and everyone say that I don't want to say who, but one of my friend's dads is a real freak, a real perv?
Do you prepare for your job, like when doing this and getting started and setting up an email address with a 17-year-old boy?
What I'm trying to do is investigate what this is all about, and now I'm a pervert. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Mr. Dozier, you are. You need to parent your daughter and not be concerned about other girls.
What about the fact this kid had a crush on me?
Well, how do you figure that?
Well, because I wrote her poetry and she liked it.
Well, look at that.
So why wouldn't she want to meet the 17-year-old boy who's writing her poetry? She didn't want to meet a 50-year-old man.
Oh, but wait a minute. It was me, not some 17-year-old punk.
She didn't know that.
Well, but the point is, isn't the poetry what speaks for itself?
Well, who cares if she liked it or not, man? Your job is not, you're not trying to get a relationship with her.
No, I'm not. But still, wouldn't you call that cruel on her part?
To what?
To run away.
To run away? She went to the mall to meet a 17-year-old.
Yeah, from Palos Verdes, who was a water polo player, okay? So we're talking about some rip...
You know what? I know what it's like to be a young girl and just say, I'm going to go to the mall, be in a public place, and meet a boy.
Ma'am,
man, I wouldn't want my daughter doing that, man. I don't give
no,
a crap.
No, but that's
know?
Why I'm saying you need to be the parent.
Exactly.
Your daughter.
Exactly. So I tried to soften the blow. I went out, I got some fat pants and a Billabong shirt and all. I guess it didn't work.
Right.
And you're walking around with a skateboard?
Okay,
you look
so-
like a fool.
How do you figure I look like a fool? I was trying to...
Look at you're 50, dude, in fat shorts, and you're like a skateboard guy. Can you imagine a...
I had a Tony Hawk skateboard.
What does that matter? You're 50.
Oh, you say that
you
like...
You
say that like it's a disease. Being 50 is not a disease.
No, it's not a disease, but... For a 14-year-old, he
yeah, that's really scary, dude. That's scary, man. That's scary.
Well, yeah. However much I scared her, she scared me doubly bad because now it's all over the neighborhood that Mr. Dozier is some kind of a crotch groping perv.
All right, listen, Allison, you're making a lot of sense, and you have to.
Well, I'm the teacher.
Well, then, yes, sir, Ben, you got to understand that a young person, Allison, thanks for your call, okay? 1-800-449-8686. You got to understand that...
Well, hold on, Mr. Andrew. Please don't launch into it. And is the lady still there?
No, she's gone.
Well, I wanted to ask her because, again, you don't ask the question.
And what's the question?
The question is, how do you keep in control when a 14-year-old girl looks at you and goes, God, that's exactly what my daughter did when I said, look, your friend Melissa's right. I met her over at the gallery. It wasn't because I've got the hots for her, wanted to jump her bones. It's because I was doing some investigation. Now, and as I was talking to my daughter, and I guess I was wearing I had on a long jean shirt, fat shorts, sneakers, Tony Hawk skateboard, and I had on a fitted baseball cap, and a fitted cap said Fred Durst is dead on the front of it. All right, so I was trying to look the part.
And, well, no wonder your daughter's rolling her freaking eyes, man.
What?
She's talking to her father. He's dressed like this.
No, I said to her, look, I was trying to invent. She goes, you know, it's just the way her mother used to.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You're laughing. You're trying to say I wasn't dressed right?
No, I'm saying it's stupid for a 50-year-old guy to dress like that.
I'm saying from a distance, are you trying to say I wasn't dressed right?
If you're going into a mall and you're trying to pass as, what, a 17-year-old?
Right.
Frankly, yeah, I don't think you're dressed right, because a 17-year-old guy trying to impress a chick is not going to dress in fat pants holding his Tony Hawk skateboard.
What are you talking about, dude?
Well, come on, man. Stands to reason. A guy's not going to be walking around with a skateboard and his hat on. He's going to look like a dork. He's a skateboard punk. Do girls want to see the guy dressed?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm the high school teacher, all right? And the point that I wasn't trying to impress her. I just wanted her to think that I was a kid.
You're 50, man. I haven't seen a guy with a Tony Hawk skateboard yet with a gut hanging over his fat pants belt.
Well, how about that? Now you're assuming I got a gut.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Melissa, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yeah, I want to talk to that Dozier guy.
That'd be okay. Me.
So you're worried about your daughter going out
with
that
girl,
right?
How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 18.
Okay, as long as I'm not talking to some brat.
Well, what do you mean by a brat?
Someone underage.
Oh, no, because you did go to an underage girl, so that makes it illegal, because that's just gross.
No.
Anyway, let me talk.
I didn't go out with an underage girl. I went to meet her to find out what kind of a slut my daughter's hanging around with. You got to know the honest truth.
You're talking about a 14-year-old girl. You got to call her a slut?
The way she dresses, yeah.
Okay. Well, the way you're dogging on how she's dressing, you're a 50-year-old man in a Tony Hawk whatever trying to pretend to be somebody you're not.
I wasn't in a Tony Hawk. I was carrying a Tony Hawk skateboard.
Either way, you had Tony Hawk something. I really didn't care. The point is that if you really didn't want your daughter hanging out with her, don't let her out of the house. If you saw that girl and she's all dressing up all to whatever for your taste, don't let your daughter go out. You'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, she can't go out. Another thing, if you're worried about her going to these dances, how old's your daughter? 14?
My daughter's 14.
Okay.
Now, when they turn 14, they want to go to these dances. You're not going to keep them from going to a dance, but these are these teen night dances. They're supervised by the local county sheriff as well as the parks department. We pick them up and drop them off. So, you know.
Okay. I want to bet you $20 that your daughter has either tried marijuana, tried alcohol, tried cigarettes, or all three.
No.
The last thing you should be worried about.
No, she's not trying marijuana.
No, can I please finish?
I'm telling you, don't tell me about my daughter. I know my daughter, okay? And she hasn't tried marijuana. Number two, just because I was staring at her friend in the rearview mirror as I took him to the dance that night doesn't make me a perv. My daughter said, God, Dad, you know, you were 14 once. Did you ever do this? God, Dad. Why did you stare at Melissa? And her eyes rolled back and went, yeah.
The point is, the last thing you should be worried about is a MySpace. If you really don't want her being on MySpace, block it from your computer. Block it from your computer. If you don't want her on MySpace, block it.
It's her computer.
Well, block it off of her computer.
My computers are blocked.
I have
parental controls on my computer.
It's not parental controls. How old are you?
No.
So you're like 12.
I'm 18.
Then how come you got parental blocks on your computer when you're 18?
No, you put parental blocks on your computer so you don't have porn popping up on your computer. The point is, if you don't want your daughter on MySpace,
did your father put blocks on your computer and you're 18? I don't understand.
She said that she's got it so she doesn't see porn pop-ups.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, whatever. At least I'm not a 50-year-old trying to freaking go and lure a 17-year-old at the mall.
I'm not trying to lure anybody.
That's low.
You want to know something? She's the only one that ran away. Everybody else thought I was 17.
Bull crap. Okay, Melissa, I got to take a break. Thank you for your call. 1-800.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing. Everybody else thought you were 17. What, did you go up and try to get a freaking, did you try to buy some ball bearings for your skateboard wheels? We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. Skull-numbing doucheness.
1-800-449-8686.
So what are you
telling me? Phil Hendry Show is back.
So what are you trying to tell me?
You passed for a 17-year-old?
I went over and got a, a slushy. And the guy said, yeah, kid.
I don't believe it, man. 1-800.
Well, you're calling me a liar, huh?
No, 1-800-449-8686. Is Melanie still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Dude, I totally understand you're trying to relate to your daughter, but serious business. You've got to man up. You've got to father up.
What do you got in your mouth? What do you have in your mouth,
man?
Yeah, what do you have in your mouth? I hear D. Are you...